Welcome to In Re, IICLE's podcast about all things law, big and small. My name is Damon Killeman. I have the pleasure of speaking with Maura Mannix, who is Vice President and Trust Officer of Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Chicago Title provides services such as title insurance, closing and escrow, construction disbursing, and more. Maura is based in the Chicago office. Thanks so much for joining us, Maura.
Why, thank you. I am thrilled to be here and thrilled another year attending the IICLE State Planning Short Course. Thank you for the lovely introduction. I am with Chicago Title Land Trust. And yes, we are part of Chicago Title as our parent company, part of FNF also. But for ourselves, we are our own entity. We are Chicago Title Land Trust. We are the nation's oldest and largest land trust company in the nation, which is great to know. Only certain states have land trusts, and we are part of that group. What is exciting that we have going on at Chicago Title Land Trust this year in 2024 is we are now have land trust powers, and we have started a land trust company in Florida. It started in 2024, and it was part of so many attorneys have asked us in the past, you know, do you provide trustee services down there? Do you have land trust? So many of our attorneys here in Illinois have clients who have property also in Florida, or they're considering investing in Florida, or they've bought a second home in Florida, have their estate planning up here, and are looking for an option down there.
Well, and I think Chicago Title Land Trust is a name that most, if not all, in the legal community are familiar with. I'm wondering if there are some services or support that your company offers that you sometimes hear in response, oh, I didn't know your company could help me with that.
And we've been around so long, and I think everyone knows also, we have become the successor to tens of thousands of land trusts here in Illinois. Because I could hear from attorneys so often, they just have a bit of a land trust number and like, do you have this one? We do have on our website. If you go to our website, there's one of the tabs on there is successorships. You can check to see every land trust company that we have succeeded to is listed there. And yes, we have land trusts back from the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. So that can help you a lot. It's a lot of questions like, oh, that helps you. Now I know where to get started. And the other point that I kind of want to bring up I didn't know that, is back to saying that we're now working in Florida, and we also have a land trust company in Indiana. So it's kind of, I've noticed in the year now that I've been with Chicago Title Land Trust, and attorneys who call me for different things, they're always like, oh, thanks for that info. So those are kind of a couple of things that stand out to me that trying to help an attorney in their practice.
Despite the long history that Chicago Title Land Trust has, attorneys may still have estate clients who are completely new to the concept of a land trust and are perhaps a little hesitant to consider using one, whether they're thinking it might be a hassle or they're considering the legal bills involved for completing this work. How do you approach explaining land trusts to those inexperienced with them? And what have you found are the most convincing reasons for setting one up?
I like to say for an attorney, a land trust is it's a tool in your estate planning toolkit. Whether you are drafting and you are preparing an estate plan for maybe your client who needs something simple, they're coming into you for powers of attorney, they don't have a large estate or their assets, everything so far that they have, whether it be their investment accounts, maybe they had an IRA when they were working, if you're working with someone who's retired. And so many of the assets they've already have a beneficiary designation on, and what's left is the house. This is a scenario, I think, where you might want to consider a land trust. It's a simple way in which you can first have your client avoid probate. They can pass on that property to whether it be to their family, to their heirs, whether it may be charity, however they decide to pass it on. And it's a simple way to do it. And I really see it now in my year with Chicago Title Land Trust, how simple it makes the sales process afterward, after a client passes. Whoever is named as the beneficiary accepts their interest. They just have to fill out a simple form of direction to convey when they eventually want to sell. And it does make the process simple and it avoids probate. It's an option to consider if your client has a simple plan instead of maybe going the route of they have other beneficiary designations and you decide to use a transfer on death instrument. That is an option. But when you do that, your client's plan is right out there on the recording website of who they're leaving their property to. In our very important world of privacy now, it really just shares a lot of information. So it's kind of that, it can be that tool where your client does not need a full estate plan. And also the land trust can be a tool when your client has a very sophisticated plan and they're looking for layers of confidentiality. You know, maybe it's their business. They're going to put that in a land trust and the beneficiary of the land trust is an LLC. And then that LLC is part of their larger estate plan. So whether it's a simple plan or it's a complex plan, that is where a land trust can be a tool for you. It's just something to remember for your clients. Yes, there is an annual fee with the land trust, but it's pretty nominal when you consider the privacy and the confidentiality that it does give.
You mentioned confidentiality a couple times. I can imagine some clients thinking, oh, I'm not too concerned about that. I have what I have, and I don't really care who knows it. What are some of the real-world consequences that may occur when a bad actor knows more than they should about someone's holdings?
We are seeing it. And obviously, we know that more and more, and I mean, just even the changes in the last 5 years of when your information is out there and anyone can search on a recording website, who owns the property, or if you own it on your own, especially that I don't like to see, you know, Mary Smith, comma, widow in that property on their own. Confidentiality has become such a concern. And we see a lot now in a lot of our business is the confidentiality and the privacy when people are purchasing homes, whether it, and you know, before it was always said, oh, you might buy it in land trust if you own a business or you're an athlete, police and fire, which is also very much a concern, but you just don't want your name out there. We're seeing this for everyone now. You just want to take whatever precautions you can to keep your information at bay. And you can even if your client has a, you know, you've got a full estate plan for them, you can always even consider, because in that scenario, then probably John Smith as trustee is the named as the, you know, grantee or the owner in the home. If you want to put that property into the land trust and then make the beneficiary of the land trust their actual revocable trust, it takes their name out of the picture. It takes their name for the bad actors and the fraudsters. Well, we kind of like to say if they're perusing their internet or they're perusing who owns what, when they see all of a sudden that CTLTC number, blah, 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 it's not low hanging fruit anymore to maybe consider prying at or seeing what they can get to know. And then also, even if your client is a high end estate plan, if you have their name in there, blah, blah, as trustee, some people think, well, then there must be money there. You know, if you have a CLTC, some number, it's just kind of a deterrent to say, I think I'm going to leave that one alone. I'm going to go on to the next one that seems a little easier to pry and get some information out of.
We are so pleased to have Chicago Title Land Trust as a gold sponsor for this year's estate planning short course on May 16th and 17th in Chicago and June 6th and 7th in Champaign. For those attending in person, representatives from Chicago Land Trust will be on site. Maura, what can attendees expect when they visit your table?
First, you get to see me. I will be in both Chicago and Champaign, and I probably should be embarrassed to say, but I think this would, other than our COVID years where we had to do it online, I think this will probably be my 15th year attending as a sponsor with in the Trust Arena. And I can't say enough, I love, and I think it is so important for our estate planning community to get together with their colleagues, for mentors, people who've been around a long time, to share information and meet maybe our younger attorneys. It's so important. And I have seen such wonderful relationships and mentoring and collegiate activity occur at these courses, whether it be the Chicago or Champaign course. come visit me. Love to say hello. My goal is always to help the attorney help their client. Happy to have a conversation about maybe something you have going on right now at the land trust. If you're considering for your clients for the future and you just want to have a quick talk about it, come to the course. If you're coming to Champaign, I think there's a cocktail hour afterward for everyone. Come to that. It's just a great way to bring back networking, sharing information. So you're not alone out there, especially if you're a solo practicing attorney and doing this estate planning attorney, doing this, the drafting, working with your people. It's just a great event. And I look forward to seeing everyone in Chicago, Champaign, stop by, say hello, and get ready to learn. It's going to be great.
Clearly lots to look forward to at this year's estate planning short course, including opportunities to connect with organizations such as Chicago Title Land Trust, who are eager to assist estate planning attorneys and their clients. Thanks again for joining us, Maura.
Why, thank you. And we'll see you in May in Chicago. We'll see you in June in Champaign. Thanks.
If you have an idea for a topic you would like to hear on the In Re podcast, we welcome your suggestions by email. Our address is info, that's I-N-F-O, at IICLE.com. IICLE is a 501c3 not-for-profit based in Springfield, Illinois. We produce a wide range of practice guidance for Illinois attorneys and other legal professionals in all areas of the law, with the generous contributions of time and expertise from volunteer attorneys, judges, and other legal professionals. If you are interested in our many authorship and speaking opportunities, please give us a call at 217-787-2080 or sign up for the IICLE Volunteer Network at IICLE.com/volunteer. Thank you for joining us for another edition of the In Re podcast, brought to you by the Illinois Institute for Continuing Legal Education.